With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, chickens. This is the fabulous Adam Richard, and I have a theory. Oh, hello, chickens. There's so much fallout. Now, before I get into fallout, let's go back to the flux. Because there is a rather deranged interaction on the Adam Richard Has a Theory Facebook group, where James said, I don't know why Adam is confused that some of us keep referring to the Thompson twins. Pictured here are passenger swarm and Azure in their new romantic phase, and it's a picture of the Thompson twins, who I remember because I am old. Tim has said, this makes all makes sense now, and has posted a clip, the YouTube music video of Dr. Doctor, which was one of the biggest hits the Thompson twins had back in the 80s, when I was in high school. My God, I'm so old. So yes, I know Dr. Doctor. I know the Thompson twins. And yeah, I get it. They did look like the Thompson twins. It was just a weird thing. Look, maybe this is because when I worked in radio, I kept getting it drummed into my head. Don't mention things from the olden days, because, you know, our radio station was meant to be for women 18 to 29 or something like that, or 39, whatever it was. And whenever there would be a discussion about anything nostalgic, our bosses would get really angry. Like when my co-host in Perth, because I did like about 4 different stations when I was doing Brekkie, my co-host in Perth and I would constantly refer to Happy Days for reasons that only we, like, would just occasionally the Fonz would come up, like it would just, and we would all start laughing hysterically, not because we were saying anything particularly funny, but just because we knew that our producer, who I think was like 12, was on the other side of the glass going, no, stop talking about Happy Days. Everyone's going to turn off the radio. People aren't going to turn off the radio because you mentioned something nostalgic. They'll just go, oh, that must be an olden days thing that I don't know about. So I think I've been conditioned. Like, you say Thompson twins and I'm like, okay, let's pretend that's not a thing. even though I remember it quite clearly. So, yes, I do remember the Thompson twins, and it is a very accurate version of them, of Azure and Swarm and Passenger. David replied to all of this mess saying, oh, that's from an earlier Untelevised Adventure with the Sixth Doctor, which James, who writes our lovely scenes, has just weighed in straight away. That's right. The story was The Fires of Time, in which the Sixth Doctor and Mel faced off against the Thompson twins in the shadow of the volcanoes on the planet of time. Only when the Master and the Rani joined in did our heroes defeat their perfidious foes. By Pip and Jane Baker. You cannot hope to withstand the irrepressible influences of the Fires of Time, Doctor. Your melodramatic mewling doesn't scare me, Mr. Swarm. Melodramatic mewling does sound like the kind of thing Colin Baker would say. Now, in the fallout of of me upsetting Matt, I've had a couple of emails from people. Matt has sent me a very, very long email, which I may not get to in this episode, but I'll definitely get to it in the next. And I would just like to say, I was talking about the comment. I didn't think Matt meant it in a homophobic way. I didn't think it was intended as, you know, homophobia. And I certainly know for a fact that Matt is not homophobic. It was just, you know, it's like sometimes you'll say something inadvertently and you'll go, oh, I think I've just said something racist. I do it in this podcast all the time. I think I've been racist or problematic. So no, I don't think, I don't want anyone to think that I thought Matt himself was deliberately being homophobic. I think it was incidental and accidental, and it was something that I inferred. It certainly was not intended, as he has pointed out. But anyway, Squally posted on Patreon, and this comment has disappeared because I think they thought it was spam, which I don't understand why, because it's amazing, has said, "The internet is a funny old place. You can find your tribe online when you may feel lost, abandoned, or misunderstood in real life. There's people of all kinds all over the place. However, some use the internet as therapy, others to wield power for good or bad when they've none in the real world. Words can be misunderstood. Emojis can mean a myriad of things. Language changes so quickly, and it's hard to interpret and understand everything that's trying to be expressed. We are visual creatures. We take cues from body language, tone of voice, and that something in the air, atmospheric condition." See, even that sentence, it was awkward. Squally. "It's not intentional to misunderstand or to be misunderstood. Well, maybe with the exception of politicians who, well, you know. You can feel awkward when you can't communicate what you truly mean. Hell, it's hard in the real world just tackling and coming to terms with our own emotions and thoughts. I can be a real nonsense flibbertigibbet just with my own company. And that's why I love Doctor Who. Even someone like myself can go on an adventure. I can puzzle solve at possible plot lines. I can dream and feel. I can think a story falls flat for me, but cheer when I hear it's someone else's favourite episode. I can hide in the heart of a changing TARDIS, be crushed and manipulated, and come out the other side a new creature. There are memories of rapture, times I wouldn't change being a fan for billions of dollars. There are moments of such grief that I've taken myself to the fanfic pages to sketch out a storyline of companions, exploding TARDIS and TV screens in far-off worlds, all in the hopes that some writer slash creator might find my little nugget of starlight and give it life. In the end, it doesn't matter. Some of our biggest issues or failures aren't much different from episodes. You may hate them in the moment, but come to terms with them over time. Or you may even find a way to love them and yourself. Cough, love and monsters, cough." Oh, that is really sweet. Yeah, I think what they're saying is, you know, like, I didn't intend to insult Matthew, and he didn't intend for anything that I inferred in what he said. So let's all still be Doctor Who fans and friends. So yeah, I do still feel bad about it, but it was just, again, I was not trying to say that Matt was, you know, a terrible person who'd written a terrible thing. And I get that that is quite a triggering word. You know, using the term homophobic is, given, you know, how horrific that the implication is. It's kind of like, you know, I was reading a thing recently about how there needs to be another word for racism other than just racism, because it seems to run the gamut of violent white supremacy, like the Ku Klux Klan kind of thing, and then people who confuse one black person for another, or, you know, don't know the difference between two Asian people. Like, it's a very different kind of racism, but I mean, inherently it's the same thing. And it's the same thing with homophobia. Like, there needs to be, like, I feel like there's degrees of homophobia. It's like there's beating people up in the park, and then there's, you know, kind of implying that gay people don't deserve the same rights as someone else, and not deliberately thinking that they do, or saying that there's that they deserve to be treated, you know, not equally, but just kind of, casually using language badly. Not that I'm saying that's what Matt did. I'm just talking about the different degrees of the way people behave. Like, you know, if someone says, sees two men kissing and goes, oh, that's disgusting, which I find really when I see anyone kissing in the park, to be honest. but yeah, like it's like this, it's all, you know, I guess it's a spectrum of homophobia as there is a spectrum of racism. And I didn't, you know, I'm glad that this podcast can go somewhere like this, that we can have these kinds of discussions and everyone can have an opinion about things. And I love having differing opinions. I love Matt being very honest about how he feels that the show has not lived up to his expectations. And I'm sure there are many people who feel the same. You know, I'm just a relentless cheerleader because I'm, you know... Because I went through a period, you know, I've spoken about this before. I went through a period in season 9 where I didn't even watch the Christmas special for, I watched it like 2 weeks later, like just on iView. Was it Dr. Mysterio, the superhero one? I'd kind of given up on the show. And then, you know, Rove dragged me back into watching it every week for work. So yeah, there's heaps more. I've got a letter from Paul and Matt's letter about this situation. So it's not going away until at least the next episode. So thank you so much, everyone, for your silliness in the Adam Richard Has a Theory Facebook group. And thank you so much, Squally, for that beautiful, beautiful post, which hopefully we can get reinstated onto the Patreon feed. All right, next episode is going to be a heavy one. Look out.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.